Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building that midnight jungle energy, a dark, rolling sub sign in Ableton Live 12, then carving it into an arrangement so it hits hard with the amen break instead of smearing all over it. We're not just making a big bass sound here, we're building a low-end system, something controlled, intentional, and alive. The kind of bass line that feels like it's moving through fog at 3 a.m., while the drums are tearing the room apart. So let's get into it. First, set your tempo somewhere in the 170 to 174 range. 172 BPM is a really solid jungle starting point. That gives you enough drive for the breakbeats to feel urgent, but still enough space for the bass to breathe. Before you touch the sub, get the drums rolling. That's important. In jungle and drum and bass, the bass is not the main character by itself. The break and the bass are basically one instrument. If the drums aren't locked, the bass will never really feel right. Drop in your amen break on an audio track or slice it into MIDI if you want more control. If the sample needs warping, keep it tight. You want the transients to stay punchy, not smeared. Then give the break a simple clean-up chain. Start with EQ8. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out useless rumble. If the break feels boxy, make a small dip somewhere around 300 to 500 Hz. Don't overdo it. You're just making space and tightening the frame. Next, a little drum buzz can add some weight and attitude. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 15%, and use transients lightly if the break needs more snap. If the break already has enough low end, leave the boom alone. Then a glue compressor can help the break feel glued together. A ratio around 2 to 1, a medium attack, auto release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction is plenty. We're framing the break, not crushing it. Now for the sub. The cleanest stock tool here is Operator. Load it on a MIDI track and strip it back to the basics. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Turn the other oscillators off. Keep it simple. For this kind of bass, simple usually means stronger. Set the track to mono compatible behavior. One voice is enough. If you want a touch of glide, keep it subtle. A little portamento can add that slippery jungle menace, but too much and it turns to goo. Shape the amp envelope so the bass is tight. Very quick attack, short to medium decay, sustain where you need it, and a release that doesn't leave long tails behind. Jungle sub lines usually work better with controlled note lengths than with long-held notes. Length is part of the groove. It's part of the mix. Now write the MIDI. Start with the root note. Then maybe the fifth. If you want a darker flavor, throw in the minor third or flat seventh as a passing tone. That's often enough. You do not need a busy bass line to make this work. In fact, too many notes usually kills the impact. Think in phrases, not loops. Try a call and response rhythm where the bass hits in the gaps between the snare and kick energy from the break. Leave space on the strongest drum moments. Let the bass answer the drums instead of arguing with them. A good starting approach is something like this. On the first bar, hit the root on beat one. Then maybe a short answer later in the bar. In the next bar, move to the fifth or a pickup note. Then repeat the idea with a small variation in bars 3 and 4. By bars 5 through 8, add a little push, maybe an octave jump or a tiny rhythmic change so the pattern keeps moving. Shorter notes often work better than longer ones. If the drums are busy, the bass should be concise and intentional. Remember, in jungle, note length is a mixed tool. Sometimes shortening a note clears more space than a cue ever could. Once the subline is written, shape it for translation. Put tuner first if you want to check the root and make sure your low end is sitting where you expect. Then use EQ8 to gently tame anything above around 120 to 180 Hz if the patch has extra brightness. If there's mud in the low mids, make a modest cut around 200 to 350 Hz, but protect the fundamental. That's the heart of the sound. Add a saturator next. A little drive goes a long way. You're not trying to make the bass distortion heavy. You're trying to create harmonics so the sub can be heard on smaller speakers too. Soft clip-on is often a good move here. Then make sure the bass stays mono. Use utility, set width to zero if needed, and keep the foundation centered. For club translation, the sub wants to be stable and focused. Wide sub sounds cool in headphones and weak on systems. Don't fall into that trap. Now, if you want this to work on phones and laptops too, add a mid-bass layer. Duplicate the MIDI and load something like Waveedable or a more harmonic operator patch. Use a saw or triangle-based source, then high-pass it so it stays out of the way of the actual sub. That layer is for character, presence, and attitude. You can shape that mid layer with auto filter, maybe a little resonance, then some saturator or overdrive for grit. If it gets harsh, clean up the upper mids with EQ8. The job of this layer is to help the bass speak, not to replace the sub. If you want more texture, you can experiment with tiny amounts of frequency shifter, redux, or even a touch of corpus, but keep it controlled. This is still about clarity and power, not just sound design chaos. Now let's talk about breathing room. Psi chaining can help, but in jungle, classic pump isn't always the best answer because the break itself is already busy. You can absolutely sidechain the bass group to the kick or drum bus with compressor. Start light, a moderate ratio, a quick attack, a short release, and just a few dB of gain reduction. But often, manual carving sounds more musical. Shorten the bass notes around heavy snare moments. Whole notes away from ghost hits in the break. Use volume automation or clip envelopes when the groove needs precision. That's a very jungle move. You're not just ducking the bass. You're composing around the drums. And that's the real meaning of carving here. It's not only EQ, it's rhythm, it's note placement. It's knowing when to leave space so the break can talk. Now zoom out and think arrangement. A jungle bassline should evolve across the track. Don't leave the same 8-bar loop running forever. Break the energy up. A nice structure is to tease the idea in the intro with a filtered hint of the sub. Then let the full bass land in the first drop. After that, introduce a variation, maybe an octave jump, a reversed pickup, or a slightly opened filter on the mid layer. Then strip things back for a bar or two in the breakdown. That absence makes the next return hit much harder. For the second drop, bring in a fuller version. More movement, more harmonics, maybe a resampled bass fill. If you really want the arrangement to feel like it's moving, make three versions of the bass, a sparse one, a more rhythmic one, and a fill or turnaround version. Then swap between them across the arrangement. That's how you turn a loop into a track. A really useful move here is resampling. Solo the bass, record it to audio, then chop that audio into useful phrases. This gives you more control over the shape of the note tails, and it makes reverse hits, stutters, and transition edits much easier. You can keep the sub separate and print effects only on the top layer, if you want more flexibility. That's a great pro habit. Now do a quick low-end check. Listen in mono, check whether the bass disappears when the amen gets busy. See whether the kick loses authority because the sub is too long. Watch for buildup around 200 to 400 Hz. And listen at a low monitoring volume too. If the bass vanishes when it's quiet, it may be relying too much on rumble instead of harmonics. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub louder just because you want it to feel bigger. Don't let notes overlap too much. Don't drown it in distortion. Don't widen the actual sub. And don't write the bass without paying attention to the break. Jungle is a conversation. If the bass ignores the drums, the whole thing loses its tension and motion. Here's a strong way to think about it. The sub and the break should behave like one instrument. If you solo the bass and it sounds massive, but the full mix feels smaller, the issue is probably rhythm, not tone. That's a huge mindset shift, and it fixes a lot of low-end problems fast. For extra energy, you can automate the harmonic layers filter over time, or leave one bar thin right before a drop, so the return lands harder. Tiny pitch slides into notes can also add menace. And if you commit early, by bouncing a version to audio, you may find it's much easier to make smart arrangement decisions than trying to keep everything live forever. So here's your mini challenge. Build a 16-bar loop at 172 BPM. Use an amen break, assign sub and operator, and one mid bass layer. Write an 8-note pattern using the root, fifth, and one darker passing tone. Duplicate it out to 16 bars, but change the second 8. Add one automation move, one small fill, and one bass drop out before the end. Then listen to it in mono, at low volume, and on whatever system you've got. If it feels dark, rolling, and clear, with the bass and break leaving each other room to breathe, you're on the right track. That's the core of this lesson. Not just building a bass sound, but carving a bass system that lives inside the track. Controlled, menacing, alive, exactly where it needs to be. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more detailed lesson script with section cues, or a project template walkthrough for Ableton Live 12.